Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. We have an action-packed podcast for you today. We have a very long returns, a lot of receptions, a 57-day strike, and an extremely long punt coming up right after this. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello there again, my football friends. Today we are going to cover the news and events of September 21st in football history. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and you are joining the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast, and we're going to start the events and news right now. Our first event takes place on September 21st, 1969. A 98-yard punt is kicked in a professional NFL football game. Yes, you heard it correctly, 98 green grass yards. Please check out the video clip on our website for the September 21st entry, and you'll see that New York Jets punter Steve O'Neill took the snap at the 2-yard line, caught and punted the ball from deep in his own end zone. The ball sailed past the Denver Bronco punt return man, who had his arms outstretched, and it landed at the Denver 33-yard line. The impact with the ground sent the kick screaming towards the Denver goal line and apparently into the end zone. Wow, needless to say, that is a record that'll probably stand the test of time. A little over a decade later, on September 21st, 1980, rookie strong safety Johnny Johnson of the LA Rams has a 99-yard pick six. Not to be outdone by the Rook, Rams veteran cornerback Rod Perry intercepted a pass of his own and returned it 83 yards for an LA touchdown. Los Angeles exploded for 37 second-half points in a 51-21 blowout of the Green Bay Packers in the game. That same day, September 21st, 1980, New York Jets quarterback Richard Tott sets a single-game record by completing 42 passes in one game. The Jets signal caller didn't have much choice in the matter when the visiting San Francisco 49ers with Joe Montana under center jumped out to a 24-0 lead in the first half. Being down by 4 scores took any thoughts of running the ball in the game plan right out the window. The 42 receptions didn't help the Jets to overcome the deficit, though, as the Niners left Shea Stadium with a 37-27 victory. And we jump forward a couple years. September 21st, 1982, the NFL players began a strike on this day that lasted for 57 days. The strike forced the NFL to shorten the normally 16-game schedule to a condensed 9-game regular season and place a unique 16 teams into a special playoff format. 8 teams from each conference were seeded, and divisional standings were ignored. The Detroit Lions and the Cleveland Browns each made the special playoff cut with losing records. The champion of the NFL was still decided in a final game, though, as Super Bowl XVII was played at the Rose Bowl, and it's won by the Washington Redskins 27-17 over the Miami Dolphins. We're hoping you're enjoying this daily podcast and enjoying PigskinDispatch.com for daily news and information on football history. And if you are, please click the subscribe button to this podcast. And also, check out some of the other great podcasts from my friends on the Sports History Network. When Football Was Football by Joe Zimba, Pigskin Pass by Joe Zagorski, The Football History Dude with Arnie Chapman, Yesterday's Sports with Mark Morthay, Football Is Family with Jeremy McFarlane, and The Football Addict with John Gidley. Catch all this on the Sports History Network at sportshistorynetwork.com. As we put that shortened season in our rearview mirror, we'll go to 1986 on September 21st. A record of 884 yards of total passing was registered in one game as the New York Jets toppled the Miami Dolphins 51-45 in overtime. Quarterbacks Ken O'Brien and Dan Marino were slinging the old pigskin around the yard that day. That same day in a different part of the country, 1986, September 21st, kick return specialist Mel Gray of the New Orleans Saints runs a kick back 101 yards for a score. It wasn't enough, though, as the San Francisco 49ers held on to win 26-17. Now it's time to remember those great legends of the games on their birthday, the Hall of Famers of September 21st, 1934, is where we'll start with the birth of Brock Strom, a former tackle of the Air Force Academy. Out of high school, Strom attended Indiana University, but soon transferred to the Air Force Academy. That first season in 1955, the entire Falcons squad was made up of freshmen. The group all received their experience together, though, in a few years, they would be something special. What a windfall for the Air Force Academy when a 6-foot-even, 217-pound tackle, Brock Strom became the team's very first All-American football player in 1958. The 1958 Falcons were a special group as they were undefeated all the way to playing into the Cotton Bowl against a strong opponent in Texas Christian University. As part of that regular season, there was a memorable 13-13 tie against the heavily favored Iowa Hawkeyes. Strom was a national hero as well, receiving 2 Distinguished Flying Crosses, 2 Bronze Stars, and 3 Air Medals. He later became one of the top men in the United States Space Defense Program. The National Football Foundation selected Brock to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1985. Our other legend with a September 21st birthday was born in 1940, and he was Sandy Stevens, the quarterback from the University of Minnesota. Mr. Stevens became college football's very first-team All-American quarterback of African-American descent. Sandy's playing time with the Golden Gophers was not always rosy. The first season with the team, they finished a dismal 2-7. But Stevens, under center the very next year, they bid for one of the greatest program turnarounds in football history as they won the Big Ten title and then played in a Rose Bowl where they won the national championship. The next season, Stevens and the Gophers returned to the Rose Bowl and won the game again, defeating UCLA 21-3. Minnesota has only retired 4 jersey numbers, and Sandy Stevens, number 15, is one of them. Sandy Stevens was enshrined into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2011. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network, and we're able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.